Hello and welcome to the Destination Sailing Channel on Yachting International Radio.
I'm Carla.
And I'm Simon.
And we are from the YouTube sailing channel Sailing Ocean Fox.
Over the past 3 years, we have sailed over 25,000 miles on our catamaran, through the Mediterranean, across the Atlantic and the Caribbean.
In this series, we will be looking at some of our favorite islands, towns and remote caves we have visited during our adventure.
This will give you a fresh insight on your next destination, what to expect on arrival, places to stay, things to do, and how to find those all important provisions, from propane to bananas.
So let's start with this week's location, Grand Cayman.
Did we like Grand Cayman?
We loved it.
Yeah.
It is the most beautiful island you can ever see.
It's just a little bit more sophisticated than most of the Caribbean islands, isn't it? They kind of like developed it really quite well.
Yes.
We last visited in the summer of 2019 before we made a run for Cancun. It's located around about 150 miles south of Cuba and about 170 nautical miles west of Jamaica, and is about a 30-hour run at around about 6 knots over to Cancun if you're going in that direction, which means you would have the wind behind you. And we had a fantastic
run. It was our
best run. Best run ever. We did
188 miles in 24 hours.
Yeah. The island covers 76 square miles and it's home to only 65,000 people. Mm-hmm. Apparently there's another 21,000 people that have work permits to work there that come sort of on an annual basis, I think mainly in finance and diving.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of people up there in diving. Yeah. It's a very low island. The greatest altitude or height that you can go is 18 metres, which is quite next to nothing really.
Yeah. The language is English. They are part of the British Overseas Territory.
Yep, so you get your Union Jack out when you go there.
Yeah.
The weather in Cayman is tropical, wet and dry, as you probably imagine being in the Caribbean. It is sitting inside the hurricane belt, so you do need to be careful between June and November.
Yeah. Regarding COVID, you need to go and visit Noon site to see the latest regulations.
It's forever changing at the moment, as you would expect.
Yeah.
The currency is
dollar.
Currency is the Cayman dollar.
Yes, Cayman dollar.
Cayman dollar, which works out at about 125 US dollars to Cayman. So if we ever talk about a price here, remember that is not US dollars, that is Cayman dollars. Now, navigation, they're really quite strict on this, so you have to put your yellow flag up and your courtesy flag up 12 miles out.
Don't forget to put your yellow flag up,
because they
will tell you off.
They will tell you off for that one. And you have to call Georgetown Control on Channel 16 as soon as you're in range. It was quite funny, actually, because we were approaching at night. I was really anxious about this, and I kept ringing him and ringing him and ringing him on the VHF radio. And then he apologised because he'd been on another channel.
Another channel talking to someone else.
He was so helpful and so delightful. I mean, they want to know where you are and they want to know where you're going all the time. But I don't think this is really any malice in it at all. They just want to make sure that you're safe.
You're safe, yes. Yeah. They are the most polite people in the world you're going to meet on radio. Yeah. They are really polite and they just want to know that you're safe.
You're safe.
That's why they want to know where you are.
There's not a lot of buoyage, talking about buoyage now, around the island actually, but it is Region B, so the green square top buoy will be on the left hand side as you approach from the ocean. Check-in is in Georgetown.
Yes, so you arrive in Georgetown, just to the right of the main quay. You have to go right in close to the end. Look out for the rocks on the right. They are big rocks, you have to be careful. They will talk about that on the radio, but you have to be careful because it is, our boat is quite big, so it was quite a maneuver, wasn't it?
But kind of like, when you go down this quay, the side of the quay, there's a load of tyres, and you think, oh dear, I'm going to have to land on these tyres. But you actually go past it, and there's a smaller quay right at the end, the little blue and white building. And that's where you check in. They were absolutely delightful, weren't they?
Delightful. They are there waiting for you.
Took the lines, and we went into the office, and we did all the necessary paperwork there. Check-in is free. Yeah.
The boys are free too.
The mooring boys are free too. We like this, don't we? We like anything that's free. Now, talking about mooring buoys, just slightly to the north of Georgetown, and it really is only like a couple of hundred metres, there are six mooring buoys laid out by the Cayman government. So, like us, we arrived at night, so customs and immigration were closed. So we were directed to these mooring buoys. The guy was really good because he gave us the long and lap for the middle mooring buoy, and he said, you might find one on either side, but I'll give you this one. And they're white round buoys with a blue fluorescent
light
on it. Actually, we didn't find it too difficult to find.
No.
We kind of spotted it in the dark,
because
it is quite dark, and with a flashlight. And yep, we had hooked up on there, and they had a couple of lines, and we were quite safe. Now, these mooring buoys are free. This anchorage isn't perfect in all weather conditions, so they have another three mooring buoys in Spots Bay, which is down on the south. And at one point we were contacted and told to go down there, and we stayed for about a week and a half, didn't we, in Cayman. And we were asked if we would go down there because the swell was coming in and the wind was coming in from kind of the north northwest, and they wanted us to be safe.
Yeah, they just call you on the radio and advise you to move to the other side of the island.
I mean, while we were down in Spots Bay, some of the cruise ships were going in there because it was too rough for them to go up on the west coast. So the cruise ships don't dock as such. They just either drop their anchor or use their engines to locate themselves in the middle of the bay. And they're very good, aren't they? Because we came back from Spots once, and one of the port patrol boats came out and met us.
Met us and just made sure we were going to the right place.
Yeah, because he said these ships are going to move in a minute, and we just don't want you to get... They're very, very helpful.
Very,
you can't,
very helpful.
Can't
yeah.
complain at
no.
all. So going back to check-in, as we said, that it's all free.
Yes,
and
you'd
all do it in one office.
Yes, yeah. And then if you have pets on board, like we do, we have our cat Dobby, so they will call the vet, the agriculture department, to come over. They will come to the boat. They will check your pet, take photos. She took some photos of Dobby.
She was in love with Dobby because he's naked. He's a naked cat.
And then so she just asked for us every time we move, just to send an email, a message or call, whatever was easier for us. So every time we moved, I sent her an email. They will reply back and say, thank you very much. So they just want to know where the pet is, because you're not allowed to take the pet to land. So he has to be on quarantine on the boat.
Absolutely.
So be aware, if you have a dog, it will be a bigger problem.
It would be a bigger problem with a dog, yeah. Moving on to harbours, actually, Grand Cayman has a lot of facilities for the yachtsmen. You won't find it difficult to find something there. There are four basic marinas. There's no harbours as such. There's four marinas. Governor's Creek, which is the Cayman Island Yacht Club marina. Now, they charge $1.6 Cayman dollars. So your 45-foot yacht for a night is going to cost you around $72 Cayman. Cayman dollars. Now we like this one, don't we?
Kamana Bay, it's a free marina just in town. It is a beautiful marina, and you just, you know, some one of our followers just told us about that marina, and we couldn't believe, because when we arrived there we said, no, this is going to cost a fortune, because it's just so well located and it's so beautiful, so tidy.
They kind of built this huge development which consists of restaurants, bars, shops, and the banking sector, basically.
Yes,
and
yes.
It's kind of like going to Canary Wharf in the UK, in London,
isn't it? Yeah.
You know, it's almost like you're stepping into New York City on a summer's day. And this marina is there, and as Carl's just said, it's completely free.
Yeah, so we just moored the boat, and we were waiting for someone to come and charge us, but no, they never came.
No.
It was free. It just like a sign there, ask you to be silent, not make any noise.
I'm not sure how long you could stay, but we stayed a couple of nights there. There's no electricity or water, there's
no
facilities.
No.
But you can just tie up against the dock and walk into town. Well, you're in it. You're in the middle of it, aren't you? Fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic facility. The little passage going down there is quite narrow, so you need to be a little bit careful. It's a one-way system. You go in one creek and come out the other.
But it's beautiful. Yeah. It's a beautiful way to go.
Yeah. There's a couple of other marinas. There's Harbour House Marina, which has probably got the biggest facilities on the island. And they only charge $1, well, this is Cayman dollar, $1 per foot per day, which is the cheapest on the island, apart from Kamana Bay.
Yeah.
Which is free. And then there's Barrakeeda, Marina?
Barcadera.
Thank you very much. Barracuda, and they charge $1.50 per foot, so your 45 footer is going to cost you 78 Cayman dollars per night. It's a very nice marina. Actually, all the marinas are very nice. As I say, we didn't actually stay in any marinas ourselves, but we did visit them at various times to do various things, apart from the free marina.
Yeah.
Now, anchorages.
Anchorages. You have two anchorages, Governor's Creek and 7 Mile Beach. They are both amazing. The Governor's Creek, you stay like inside of a pond, isn't it?
Yeah, it is really. Yeah, yeah. It's a little bit like Jolly Harbour in St. Lucia, in Antigua, where you can actually go in and drop your hook inside.
It's dead calm.
It's
so
dead
you
calm.
Just,
it's beautiful. Yeah. Very, very nice. Yeah. There are actually a couple more anchorages I found on no foreign land. So if you check on North Island, there's a couple of other anchorages, but I can't actually speak for them. There is a thing that we were kind of told about it, and that is you're not allowed to anchor on Cayman. But while we were there, we discovered that you were.
Yeah.
But you must only anchor where there's sand. You're not allowed to anchor where there's any coral.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And then was 7 Mile Beach is the most beautiful beach you can ever find in the world.
It's only 5 miles long though.
I don't know why they call 7 Mile Beach.
Yeah, no, the person apparently who measured it kind
it's beautiful
made
because
a bit of a
you
mistake.
You have everything on that beach. If you want a busy bus, you know, you have the busy bus where the cruise ships go there and all the bars and restaurants. But then you have, you know,
just
miles of to yourself.
Yeah, absolutely lovely. Yeah. It's probably the most beautiful beach we came across our trip around the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Absolutely lovely. We really did enjoy that. Fuel is readily available either at Governor's Creek at the Cayman Yacht Club Marina, Harbour House Marina, or Barcadera Marina.
Yeah. Yay.
Did well there, didn't I? And now, propane. Problem of searching out propane. Well, we were down Spots Bay when we ran out of propane, and we went to the bus stop with our cylinder to get on the bus, but a guy came along and picked us up and took us in his car, didn't he?
Yep.
Absolutely wonderful. And he dropped us off at one of the gas places. There's two main companies provide propane, that's Home Gas or Clean Gas. And we had a rather rusty cylinder, and the guy said, come on, give me that cylinder. And he gave us a brand new one back. We were absolutely over the moon. And that is the hospitality that you will find.
Yeah, and also the bus, because we took the bus on the way back, and then they divert just to drop you where you need to go.
Yeah. Where are you going, man? Yeah. Where are you going? Yeah. Oh, I'm going to Spots.
They are amazing, amazing people. Really.
Yeah, really lovely. Is one of the nicest with Aruba, I think, attitude to life in the Caribbean. Supermarkets.
So you have a big variety of supermarkets. You can find anything you want in Cayman. The most three popular are Kirk, Foster's, and Cosulès. So Cosulès, as it says, is a bit cheaper, but a bit cheaper is still a lot of money, isn't it? Because Cayman is very, very expensive island, and but you can find anything you want. You have all sorts of vegetables, fruits, fresh, you know, things. But the most affordable one, it is the Cosulès, really. But the best one, I think, was the Foster's.
I remember Kirk had Branston pickle. I was over the moon. I had Branston pickle for such a long time. I've managed to find three chandleries on the island. That's Harbour House Marina, Kirk Marina, which isn't a marina, it's just a chandlery, which is just north of Georgetown. Very good. I nearly bought a new fishing reel there,
They were not
fishing reel was very good value, actually, because there's a lot of fishing goes on there. And also Scott's Marina, Barracuda Marina, they have a chandlery there as well, which is absolutely brilliant. There is a hardware store called Uncle Bill's, which you could visit if you need something from the hardware store.
Yeah.
Boatyards. There are two main boatyards.
Yeah.
One at Harbour House Marina and one at Barcadera. Harbour House has a 150-ton lift, and it will take up to 35 feet beam, 35-foot beam. That's pretty big actually, you can get your big catamarans in there. And a lift is 360 Cayman dollars for a 45-foot monohull. And it goes up for catamarans, I'm afraid. And Barracuda has a 100-ton lift. So you've got a couple of options there, pretty big lifts, and you know, you're not really going to have a problem getting your boat out if you need to get it out. What does Ian do?
Oh, diving. Diving is amazing. We did a lot of diving there.
Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. The waters are crystal clear and absolutely stunning.
They have lots of sites that you can choose between, you know, going and see. It was, we went to see the gods, wasn't it? The
There's this, there are statues underwater, isn't there, that we went down and we had a look at that. That was really good because that was right at the north of the island, but it was a shore dive. So we sort of kind of like walked into the swimming pool and through a little tunnel and out into the ocean. It was really very good and relatively cheap, if I remember right.
Yeah, apart from the current was good.
My son learned to dive there, didn't he?
Yeah, he
came out for a week while we were there, and he did his paddy course. Now the other thing, which is probably the biggest
attraction there,
there is Stingray City.
It is amazing. It is a very good, very nice experience, because you go, you don't need to go on, if you are on your own boat, you can just anchor by. You don't need to go on a trip, if you buy a trip.
So Stingray City is located at the north of North Sound, which is the big sort of scoop that comes out of, in the centre of Cayman. And actually it's a sandbank, isn't it?
Yes. So you just park your boat there, anchor, and just swim, and you're going to see like loads of Stingrays,
yeah. So the story goes that the fishermen used to come into North Sound, drop their anchor, and then clean all the fish there. And the stingrays got used to getting the food, obviously, and that's what we attracted. But you can stand about this high in the water, and they just shoot between your legs.
And the boat trips, they will bring squid to attract them to come. Then you just take advantage of that.
But people are holding them in the water as well.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Absolutely amazing. Fantastic. The other great attraction, really, if we know, mentioned, is Seven Mile Beach.
Yes. It is a place to go.
Yeah, it really is. Beautiful. Kamana Bay, again, is a lovely...
it's a beautiful town. Beautiful. Yeah. Everything is so clean, tidy, and so well built, isn't it?
Yeah.
All the island, the whole island has a very good infrastructure.
It does.
The roads are amazing. Yeah. You just see that there is a lot of money.
There's a lot of money there. There's some really big hotels, lots of bars and restaurants, everything that you could really think, different types of food and cuisine and that sort of thing, is all available on Cayman. We loved our time on Cayman.
We did,
It's the one place that we would, if we were going to holiday, we would probably go to Cayman, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Either there or Bonaire, which I'm sure we'll cover Bonaire in another program. It does have an international airport, and you can get flights from the UK, Europe, and from America. All in all, it's a little bit off the normal beaten track, I think, because if you go to Cayman, you're kind of heading slightly west, and then you've got to kind of get back. Well, right in front of you north, you've got Cuba. If you're going to go to Cuba, this is a fantastic place en route. And then you could make your way
to the Bahamas
by going east along the south coast. It really is. We didn't go to the other two islands, did we?
No, we didn't.
There's Cayman Brac and Little Cayman. We haven't been to those. We'd very much like to.
Yes.
If anybody is interested in taking us.
So thank you very much for listening to our channel on Yacht International Radio.
Just a reminder that you can see our venture on YouTube on Sailing Ocean Fox. And we will put a link in the comments below with the episode numbers.
Yes.
So next week we will be off to Los Roques.
Our favourite place in our journey.
Yes. Now you're not going to find any facilities there.
No.
We're not going to find any facilities there.
But you're going to find the most beautiful. You're going to find paradise.
You are. That is paradise in the Caribbean.
This is Simon and Carla from Sailing Ocean Fox on Yacht International Radio.
Until next week, fair winds wherever you are. Bye for now.
Bye.